Griffith. We're in Let's Talk. We're in part six of an eight-part series on the spiritual gifts. Remember again, I'll repeat this each time just for anybody that happens to be hopping in the middle of this. They're listed in Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. The one we're talking about today is giving or generosity. This is an individual who joys in giving of their self and their talents. Some people call this the three T's. Those three T's are time, talent, and treasure, or your resources, your financial resources. So some people look at giving, well, okay, this means money. But don't forget, you have lots of time that you're using however, and you may say, I'm really busy, I don't have time for anything. Well, you might if you look at your priorities and prioritize other people's needs somewhere up there along with your own. And your talents, what are you good at? What skills do you have? Your time, your talent, your treasure. You can give of all or part of those. In this, the individual who is a giver or a manifest generosity, his goal is not for thanks or personal recognition. There's no motivation for people to say, oh, I really love you and thank you. In fact, when you think that way and you begin to think, if I do this, I'll get my name in a bulletin somewhere or on a poster or from the pulpit or whatever, question your motives because you may be a little bit off track. These people are extremely humble. Their humility is obvious. They love to give anonymously. They love to give of their time and their talent and their treasure in secret so that no one really knows it. Even the person that receives it may not notice it, and that gives them great pleasure and joy. So I'm familiar with an individual named Stanley Tam. I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He wrote a book called God Owns My Business. Stanley Tam has passed away now. But early in his career, he was very poor, trying to establish a business, driving and picking up waste materials from various photographic shops. And along the way in his research on how to do that well, he stumbled across a presentation about a substance that we now call plastic. It's a big part of our whole life these days. And he looked at the potential for plastics and how that would work. And he took plastic and had some produced into containers for those photographic chemicals. And the metal ones were corroded and leaking, but the plastic never leaked. And he began to look at this and look at the potential. He built U.S. Plastics in Lima, Ohio, a multi-million dollar business. Mr. Tam gave 95% of his income to mission work for over 50 years, 95%. And you say, well, how could he do that? Well, the remaining 5% was fairly substantial, and he lived fairly well, but he gave almost all of it away. That was his joy and his purpose in life. A great example of a giver. The giver realizes that everything he has belongs to the Lord. So you might say to yourself, well, I give 10% or I give more or less or whatever. We're not legalistic here. We don't mandate a certain percentage of giving back to the Lord, but it's all his anyway. All of our time, all of our talent, all of our treasure is his anyway. That perspective is critical to understand the gift of giving. They do not give to get. They don't give of their time expecting you to give back to them. There's no hooks. There's no catch in it. They're not Indian givers, if you will. There's no obligation implied in their gift. Giving anonymously is a good way to do that. That way you're not worried about the temptation of being recognized for what you're doing. The giver usually desires a fairly simple lifestyle. He's not interested in accumulating wealth, which he can't take with him anyway. He knows that and lives his life according to that principle. So an example of the giver is the Church of Macedonia. So in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1, we want to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia in Greece. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they have, according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. These folks were begging for an opportunity to help. And this not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. A great example of a giver. So now, are there some negative characteristics to this gift? Yes, it can be misused. These folks can be irresponsible in their giving. They may want to give so much that they're giving everything away and they have nothing left for themselves. We don't see that that's God's will for most people. He wants to provide for their needs, and if all of that's given away, how can he help provide them? There's no need to become dependent on the family or the government. A giver may get into a situation where money or resources are missing, and now where do I go? Who do I live with? And they end up moving back in with mom or dad, which may not be God's will for them. Remember, Stanley Tam gave away 95%, but he kept 5% for himself. Asceticism, you know, to try to live with nearly nothing, or the monastic, to be a monk or someone of that perspective, that lifestyle is not mandated or recommended in Scripture. There are some religious groups that do that, as we all know, but that's not what God's Word says is for the usual Christian. The giver may need an exhorter to mentor him. So this brings up an interesting subject. Each of these gifts, when you look at their weaknesses or the negative aspects of them, often those are fulfilled by somebody else with a different gift. So a giver often needs an exhorter to say, hey, what are you doing? Do you realize the consequences of this? Someone to mentor them and keep them in balance. Each of those gifts is benefited by looking to someone else for advice and encouragement. So if this resonates with you, be careful. Don't give everything you have away right away. That's not the intent. So Father, I thank you for teaching us your truth and your wisdom, helping us to grow closer to you, helping us to give to others of our time and our talent and our resources, and particularly in a way that doesn't glorify ourselves. I pray for that for each one listening and for myself as well. In Jesus' name, amen.